Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Amrit Bhushan with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that 7.8% GDP growth amid global uncertainty is proof of India's economic resilience. India and Nepal continue joint operation to rescue people trapped inside Chilime tunnel in the Himalayan nation hit by flash floods. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders 72-hour pause in strikes on Ukrainian capital Kiev. And in China Masters Badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty reach men's doubles final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's 7.8% quarterly growth amid global uncertainty reflects its economic strength. He said India has come a long way from policy paralysis to policy dynamism. Addressing the gathering at the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the world is watching India become the fastest growing major economy.
दुनिया भारत को फ्रजाइल फाइव बता रही थी आज दुनिया भारत को फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी बनने से हुए देख रही है। अभी हफ्ते भर में ही भारत की इकोनॉमी को लेकर कई सारी पॉजिटिव खबरें आई है। 7.8% क्वार्टरली ग्रोथ ने देश का जोश बढ़ाया है और इसी बीच जापानीज क्रेडिट रेटिंग एजेंसी ने भारत की रेटिंग अपग्रेड कर दी है। ये 7.8% की ग्रोथ भी ऐसे समय में आई है जब वेस्ट एशिया का युद्ध चल रहा है।
The Prime Minister said Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, has given generations of students the opportunity to learn, grow and make a difference over the years. Mr. Modi said the college has distinguished itself over the years, making a mark for academic excellence.
जब कोई इंसान 100 वर्ष जीता है तो उसे अनुभवों का सागर माना जाता है और जब कोई संस्थान 100 वर्ष का होता है तो वो उपलब्धियों और प्रेरणाओं का महासागर हो जाता है। अपनी 100 वर्षों की इस यात्रा में एसआरसीसी ने पीढ़ियों को गढ़ा है, उन्हें उज्जवल भविष्य से जोड़ा है। जो आए उन्होंने पढ़ा और जो निकले वो गढ़े हुए निकले।
The Prime Minister added that together 140 crore Indians will make India both Vikasit and Atmanirbhar. India and Nepal rescue teams are continuing a rescue mission at the Chilime tunnel, removing heavy debris, water and mud from inside the tunnel. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, said today work was also underway to construct an access road from nearby Syabrubesi to the tunnel portal to facilitate the rescue operation. In a social media post, Mr. Srivastav elaborated that given the difficult terrain and narrow valley, heavy helicopter usage is not possible. India continues to assist Nepal in the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief (HADR) operations in the country. Separately, a Bailey Bridge is being built in Devi Ghat to restore connectivity affected by the August 26 floods and landslides. The joint effort underscored active cross-border disaster response and technical collaboration between Indian specialists and Nepalese defense forces. Mr. Srivastav highlighted India's commitment to supporting Nepal through both technical expertise on site and humanitarian aid for surrounding communities. Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 1,344. Rescue operations are underway in 8 affected districts, while around 5,000 people remain missing. More than 13,000 people have been rescued so far. Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, today emphasized on the importance of the culture of healthy disagreement and deliberation. As a part of the ongoing BRICS Chief Justices Forum in New Delhi, Justice Suryakant addressed the delegations from BRICS member states and partner countries. He emphasized that timely and predictable delivery of justice is necessary. Speaking during a session on mediation, Justice Suryakant stressed that as trade among countries grows, businesses will need dispute resolution mechanisms that are efficient, credible and workable across different legal and commercial cultures. He called for the strengthening of cooperation between mediation institutions, professional training, multilingual capacity and dialogue among judges, mediators, lawyers and businesses. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a 72-hour pause in strikes on Ukrainian capital Kiev. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Mr. Putin has ordered that no strikes be carried out against Kiev for 3 days, starting at midnight today. He said the decision was taken in the wake of U.S. envoy's visit to Kiev for peace talks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi a few days ago in Bishkek had told Russian President Vladimir Putin that the war in Ukraine needed to end for humanity's sake and that New Delhi would support every peace effort to stop the fighting. He had urged both Ukraine and Russia to sit together without wasting time to end the war. UN human rights experts have raised serious concerns over the enforced disappearance, torture and extrajudicial killing of a Balochistan man, Imran Ali, urging Pakistan to launch a prompt, independent and impartial investigation into his detention and death. In a press release, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, stated that Ali was abducted from his apartment on August 27, last year by around 20 Pakistani security personnel. He was taken to an undisclosed location, while his family was not provided with official information about his whereabouts. A report.
The UN experts also expressed concern over the handling of 6 other bodies reportedly brought to the hospital alongside Ali's. They said none of the bodies was properly documented or reported by hospital staff or police before being buried without identification or notification to relatives. Given the pattern of enforced disappearances in Balochistan, the experts stated there were serious concerns that the other bodies could also belong to victims of enforced disappearances. They said these concerns have increased amid intensified military and security operations by Pakistani authorities in the region. Human rights activists have highlighted the devastating impact of enforced disappearances on Baloch society. They say hardly any family in Balochistan has remained untouched by the trauma of enforced disappearances. Human rights organizations have urged UN and the wider international community to take effective action to help secure the release of thousands of forcibly disappeared Baloch people, including children and women. Tripti Srivastav, World News.
U.S. forces have said that they struck 3 Iranian crude oil tankers after IRGC launched ballistic missiles at 2 U.S. Navy warships in regional waters. A statement by U.S. CENTCOM said they disabled tanker Downey near Kharg Island, tanker Stark 1 near Jusk, and destroyed unladen tanker Kylo, also known as the Noxon, in the Gulf of Oman after directing its crew to abandon ship. African Union Commission Chairperson Mahmoud Ali Youssef has welcomed a UN General Assembly resolution encouraging the use of the Equal Earth Map projection worldwide. The resolution seeks to replace the widely used Mercator projection, which distorts the relative sizes of continents, particularly Africa. In badminton, India's Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty continued their impressive performance at the China Masters today as they reached the men's doubles final. The Indian star duo defeated Malaysia's Nur Muhammad Ayub Azrin and Tan Wee Kyong 21-16, 18-21, 21-11 in semi-final match at Shenzhen this evening. In women's cricket, India defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in a Group A match of the 2020 Asia Cup at Dubai International Stadium in UAE tonight. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that 7.8% GDP growth amid global uncertainty is proof of India's economic resilience. India and Nepal continue joint operation to rescue people trapped inside Chilime tunnel in the Himalayan nation hit by flash floods. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders 72-hour pause in strikes on Ukrainian capital Kiev. And in China Masters Badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty reach men's doubles final. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.